back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM.
And welcome back to the studio. Of course, Rick Windham joining us as our co-host this morning as we go back to the phone lines. We have Lonnie Parsons, candidate for mayor of North Platte, joining us. Lonnie joining us as he's working from the road a little bit here this week. Lonnie, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. How about you guys?
We're doing well. Thanks
for
asking.
We're hanging in there, boss. Yeah.
Glad to have some of that precipitation.
Yeah, I don't know. It rained pretty hard at my house. I don't know how much rain we got last night.
We got a decent amount. We're going to check those totals here in a few moments. But we are getting down into crunch time for this primary election. Can you believe we're nearly a week out?
I know. That's crazy, isn't it?
It's just so bizarre. Hard to believe.
Well, you know, last week, I just wanted to also thank you for putting that form on last week, because I thought that was a really good job how you guys put that all together.
So, oh, well, thank you.
I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Thank you. We sure
I
appreciate it.
I need to air something out there, because I guess on the KNOP TV interview, I guess, that they did the other night, some people took it that I meant that the airport authority was against the golf course, and that's not my intention was on that interview. So okay. I just wanted to say that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other thoughts from the candidate forum that we had and some of the other ones done here locally that you had on yourself or any of your opponents that you'd like to share with us, Lonnie?
You know, first of all, I think people need to know that, you know, we have a big change ahead of us, you know, with the mayor leaving and the resignation of the administrator and the city engineer and city attorney, it's a prime time for somebody to come in that first year and make some big changes that can move North Platte forward. And I think that 2021 should be a great year. So I just want people to understand that this would be the time that we need to make our changes.
And change is a scary thing. I know there's a lot of people that are concerned about that, but as scary as change can be, it can very well be positive as well.
I think it's going to be very positive. You know, I think that if we take North Platte, and like we've always talked about, making North Platte number one and its citizens number one, that a lot of great things are going to happen over that first year or two.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And, you know, when we talked about the forum, you know, I don't know, I guess there were some discouraging things I thought that came out of that forum. You know, I thought when Brandon said something like the mayors in the past have spent, you know, maybe too much time or done things in the past that really doesn't need to be done in the future. And that, you know, some of his plan was to designate some of them jobs out. But, you know, I thought that was kind of a discouraging note, because I think that the people are going to be voting for a mayor that's going to, you know, go be the face of North Platte, go to the ribbon cuttings, go to all the events that they're needed to go to. And, you know, I don't know if people really want the city administrator or the city engineer showing up for their ribbon cuttings. So that was kind of a discouraging thing. That's the only thing that really came out of the forums that I thought was kind of a discouragement.
Mm-hmm. A lot of great information was brought up during that candidate forum. We were blessed to have all five mayoral candidates join us for that. And I know one thing, Lonnie, we cover a lot of hot topics with that. And, you know, honestly, there's a chance that some of these hot topics that we've covered, like housing and like Iron Eagle, are resolved by the time that our next mayor is sworn in. But one thing that we're really going to struggle with is in terms of finances in the budget here, because the impact of COVID-19 is still unknown, and not to mention the impact of not having Nebraska land days. That's really going to hurt.
You know, I don't envy them guys on this next budget, because I'm sure this is going to impact the city tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the online sales are going to be able to carry us, you know, to the big event, but the hotels, you know, even, you know, when you break it all down, even the Golden Spike, you know, their budget is on hotel tax, you know, the 2% hotel tax. And, you know, I don't know how that's going to play out for them this year either.
I think
it's going to hurt a lot of budgets going into this year, going into next year.
Yeah, it's going to be tough,
I think it's important, very important for us to have some kind of an emergency reserve in our city, you know. I think that, and we could easily build that, so this just shows us how important a reserve is in our city.
You know, and going back to a few moments ago, Lonnie brought up a very good point about how this is an interesting time with this election. And then, obviously, we have the May primary, and the top two vote-getters for the mayoral candidates will advance to November. But on that November ballot is also the renewal of the Quality Growth Fund. So it makes it even more interesting and more unique with that Quality Growth Fund being up for renewal in November as well.
And I tell you right now that we need that Quality Growth Fund, and I hope people vote for that, because that's the only really revenue that we have to bring an industry into North Platte. So, you know, we need that really bad, and hopefully we get out there and hit the streets and let people know, whether you're elected or not, that how important it is to for that Quality Growth Fund to go through in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's huge. It's going to make a big difference, that's for sure. And, of course, that ties us into a little bit of business. Obviously, Lonnie, you've got a lot of background in the business community here in the city of North Platte. So you understand the desire and the want to attract more businesses here to the North Platte area. And if elected mayor, that is something that's on your radar, as we've heard time and time again.
Yeah, I think it's very important, you know. How we build revenue is off of property value. We need to get a lot more industries, a lot more maybe expansion of businesses we got now, so we can build a bigger revenue base. I mean, that's how we do it on the property tax side, is off of the value. And on the sales tax side, we all know we have to build retail. You know, we have to bring more retail to our city and build what we already have. I think that could be a large asset for North Platte, is to build what we have already and to build on the small mom-and-pop shops in North Platte.
And perhaps bring some more in, too. It'd be great to see people choose North Platte to grow their mom-and-pop shop, if you will. And we've talked about on the program, too, with Yolani. You've talked, too, if elected mayor, you want to bring in some jobs here. The big hitters like the Walmart Distribution Center and Union Pacific are great. But it's also great to have people that come in like a Baumgars and employ, you know, 20 or 30 people.
Oh, that was great to get Baumgars. And, you know, I think that there is some out there on the radar. I'm sure that this COVID slowed everybody down this year on moving to another city or expanding. You know, I think it's probably a year out now for them to pull the trigger on that, because it's going to be hard to get people back to work and stuff.
Now, of course, this election season is extremely unique because of the virus you mentioned a moment ago, Lonnie. But you've had some interaction on your Facebook page, I know, with the North Platte voters. Tell us about that interaction you've had with them. What are some of the things you've heard in terms of concerns from the North Platte citizens and North Platte voters?
Your concerns on?
Just concerns that you've heard from them.
In general, or on the
just in general, what's the concerns or the general consensus that you're hearing out there campaigning? Any specific concerns that any of the voters are bringing up to you or asking you about?
Well, you know, there's the housing. Of course, the golf course comes up a lot, but that's kind of eased up since, you know, I think that they know what everybody's general idea is on the golf course. And I don't think the housing will be accomplished this year, you know, because we're not talking about housing as just an easy fix. You know, we got a lot of lower income homes that need remodeled, fixed up, landlords to be dealt with, you know, to make things better for them to live in. And, you know, we talked about before that every child in North Platte should have a code-friendly, warm home to live in, and that's my goal. And that's probably going to take a year or two to get that accomplished. But we're going to work on that our first month. We're going to start changing some things to make that happen.
We know there's been some goals that you've announced here on the air, Lonnie, that you talked about before. And with the housing, like you mentioned, that's going to take a little bit of time. But everything that you've discussed, you at least want to get the ball rolling within that first month if elected and sworn in as the next mayor, it seems.
I think it's very important, you know, because it takes time to get things done, and, you know, meeting two times a month with the council and stuff. You know, and some things have to be posted for 30 or 60 days before we can even vote. So a lot of things need to be start happening as soon as the mayor takes office. And I think it's very important that people understand that there's a lot of things out there. You know, that's what I tell people. It's not just one thing that we can even focus on. we're going to make Northcott better, there's 8 or 10 things that we need to start working on right away to make Northcott more attractive for businesses and for better quality of life for our citizens. And I think it's very important that we do that and we start that in our first 30 to 60 days.
Again, we have Lonnie Parsons joining us, a paid political interview here on KODY. Lonnie joining us to discuss his candidacy for mayor of North Platte. And Lonnie, as we wrap up, tell us again, I know we've asked this many times before, but for listeners that maybe haven't heard it before, what sets you apart from the other candidates? Why should people vote for you next week as North Platte's next mayor?
I think I've got a lot of business experience, budgeting, payroll. I've worked with all the departments within the city. I've worked with the department heads. I understand how it runs. And I just think that as far as my time goes, also is that I'll be a full-time mayor there. And people have to understand it's going to take a full-time mayor. It's going to be a full-time job for at least the first 2 or 3 years. It's going to be a 40-hour-plus week job to get done what we talk about.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to take a lot of time to get these things done, but these are things that definitely can be accomplished. It's just a matter of having the right pieces in place and the right people in place.
Right people, and then people have to understand that, you know, to get something that you want, you have to give a little. In life, we've all learned that, even as children, you know. If you want this, you have to do something, or you have to give this up. Or, you know, I have a friend that every time they buy a toy, one of the kids have to give up a toy because they're not going to have a whole house full of toys, you know, which is kind of drastic. But even as a child, you learn that. Mm-hmm. You know, if we want to do better things for North Platte, then we're going to have to be willing to give up some things and to be a better place to live.
Lonnie, we do have to wrap up, but if folks want to get additional information about your campaign or your candidacy for mayor of North Platte, what's the best way for them to do so?
Well, Facebook page. Comment on that because we monitor that pretty good. It's Parsons for North Platte. And also they can call me 308-520-3820 or text me. That would be great.
Lonnie, as always, we appreciate the time, sir, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
I appreciate it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Lonnie. That, again, was Lonnie Parsons joining us with a paid political interview here on KODY discussing his candidacy to become the next mayor of North Platte. Hard to believe, Rick, that next Tuesday is the May primary.
Yep.
I can't believe it. It just kind of snuck up on us.
And as I understand it, there are two voting places this time.
Okay.
Yeah, one's at the DNN Center and one's at the Berean Church. Is that how it's set up?
You know, I've not heard. I've not heard about that quite yet. So we'll definitely reach out and do some inquiring, see if we can't get the latest on that.
Yep.
So we'll step aside. Quick update with Rush Limbaugh and wrap up Mugs of the Morning next on KODY.